I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Ooh. Well, welcome so much to this show. We have a very special lineup for you, and it is one that really is really going to speak to your heart. And we're going to try and cover as much ground as we possibly can and fit in heart activation in the cosmic temple. But first, I just want to thank Patrick Bernard for his absolutely beautiful rendition of Radha Govinda, which you just heard as the theme song for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. It is the heart chakra words in Sanskrit being sung, so it's just so appropriate to have it as a lead-in, especially for this incredible show. So we are so delighted that you joined us today. This is going to be a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, where we're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and amazing synchronicities, while all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, with this incredible lineup, fantastic wild card show that we have planned on Goddess Alchemy, which we do plan moment to moment, so you never know what's going to happen or what type of activation or who's going to step in. It's just amazing. We really plan to spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities and awakening the magical divine child. So why don't we all dare and risk living in divine cosmic orgasmic ecstasy? I think that's a pretty good way to be. So today, we are going to be welcoming another magnificent human being, Dr. Raja Stardove of stardoves.com. And I'd like to read a little bit about his bio to you because it is absolutely incredible, the work that he has done with his beloved wife, Maura. And the topic that we're going to be talking about today is just, again, it's really going to reach you all. And he's going to be sharing with us a little bit about, first of all, WESOC, which is coming up. It's an incredible celebration that takes place in Mount Shasta, California. Originated in the Himalayas, but we'll ask him to go into that more in depth because he's been there since 1998 doing these incredible ceremonies. And he will be sharing with us also the eternal love of twin flames and what happens when a light worker or starseed transitions to the higher realms. Now, this is also going to include how the one that's left behind may establish immediate and everlasting contact with their loved ones via the light body. So, it really promises to be an incredible hour of amazing activations and actualizations. So without further ado, let me read you a little bit about his bio, and we'll bring him on to the show and introduce you to him and let him just, we'll just take it away from there. So the Stardove, Professor Maura and Dr. Raja, anchored the work of the Interplanetary Confederation and the Ascended Masters in one of the tallest of the ancient sacred Smoky Mountains in North Carolina. As twin flames, the Stardoves enhance other beings' capabilities of attracting their twin flames as an innate part of their spiritual ministry as awakeners. The twin flame energy will enlighten and empower many to take up the highest form of lifestyle they can attain upon the planet Earth. Publishers and authors, Maura and Raja have continuously published the Aquarian Perspectives Journal, formerly the Star Love Network Journal, in print form for 21 years, and now for 13 years on the Internet. Their book, The Himalayan Star Conclave, is critically acclaimed as one of the most extensive revelations regarding the Intergalactic Confederation of Light and the spiritual hierarchy with their connection to Mother Gaia. As ambassadors of the Aquarian Perspective's interplanetary mission, their goals are omni-universal peace and unconditional love for all life, establishment of this golden era's age spiritual utopia on Earth, fulfilling the biblical, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, and Native American prophecies. The energy is amazing as I continue to talk about it. I feel myself elevating, so trying to keep myself anchored as we deliver these messages. And as they do deliver messages from the Intergalactic Confederation of Love and Light that introduces critically important issues to the forefront of public attention, they also work with starseeds and lightworkers to change public policy, ensuring that it protects Mother Earth. Namoria holds a master's degree in education, majoring in guidance counseling, psychology, and sociology, and was also a licensed marriage, family, and child counselor. In her undergraduate program of Bachelor of Arts, she majored in philosophy and taught ethics for 10 years to all levels of studies at the University and Cities of Malaya, Philippines. Raja holds a doctorate in naturopathy, majoring in iridology and nutrition. He practices for over a decade with the Alabama state license and taught his unique form of healing in medical universities and hospitals worldwide. Raja has operated holistic clinics in major spa locations around the world, and he was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is just an absolutely amazing bio, and they have traveled completely around the planet performing sacred rituals. The Doves led 12 disciples of the light to Chichen Itza, Tulum, and Palenak to celebrate the harmonic convergence in 1987, led 11 light workers to Egypt in the inauguration of the 1111, the opening of the higher dimensional gateways for the earth, in 1992. And they have also activated many sacred sites and led meditation retreats in Tibet, Nepal, Bangkok, Paris, the Philippines, Mexico, Guatemala, Greece, and every state within the U.S. That is absolutely amazing. So with the Aquarian Perspective Interplanetary Mission, they offer Syrians and Pleiades, Palladians, blessing sacraments to all life forms on and off this planet, which they serve for the healing of nations as well as for all beings who ask. So without further ado, we'd love to welcome Dr. Raja Stardust to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Welcome.
Oh, and a big, wonderful, loving welcome to you as well, Charlotte, and to all our beautiful radio listeners out there.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today and to really help to ignite the build-up towards WESOC and just this incredible topics that we're going to be covering today. And where would you like to start?
There's so much ground to cover. Thank you very much. I want to thank you first for your tremendous response to the work I'm doing now and how your heart related to it, and you're inviting me on your radio show. That's deeply appreciated.
We're very happy to have you.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I also wanted to thank Patrick for starting out with his beautiful Heart Sutra, the Hindu version there, because my beloved Moira is the one who gave me the name Raja, which is a Hindu name, and we traveled all over India for a year and lived there, and I have a deep, deep place in my heart for India and anything that having to do with that. And I also want to say that the beloved Saint Germain is here with us now, just spreading his beautiful violet flame of love and light all. But it is Saint Germain who overshadows the wonderful WESOC celebration in Mount Shasta, which is now being produced by a beautiful woman named Dawn, and she runs the Mount Shasta magazine there in Mount Shasta. And that is how we connected, was because of the fact that WESOC is having a wonderful festival, and I'll be speaking there, is how you saw that link through your wonderful radio network, and so that's a tremendous blessing. And I'd like to speak a little bit about that as we begin. I also want to let everyone know that all of this has come about because my beloved Moira, my twin flame, who was with me like two fingers crossed together, like peas in the pod, passed on the earth plane December 30th, 2011. She left her body and went back to Venus. And so a very important part of the work that I'm doing now is to talk to light workers and star seeds. If they lose their loved one, that there's not to be a grief, because this is a time of ascension for the planet, and it's a time where we can learn to communicate with the light body and the higher realities and the higher dimensions and the higher masters, which is what life is really all about anyway. And so there's no time really ever for sadness or grief, because those truly are lower emotions. And so I can understand what Mr. Spock was feeling when he was watching those foolish humans always getting emotional about everything. Yet there is something very good, of course, about the emotions. But that's another story. So I just want to thank you again, Charlotte, for this beautiful opportunity.
It is with great pleasure that we bring you on and to talk about these incredible topics. I mean, it is with sadness, but yet also with great joy that we welcome both of you. And to all the listeners also who are questioning about finding their twin flame and how they go about it and how do they know when they meet. And it's so beautiful to have someone on the show who has been with their twin flame and is able to share that with us. And now in what also happens through this transition and how you're still able to communicate with each other, it's absolutely beautiful. And you will be talking about this at WSOC, right?
Yes, I will. I wanted to say a little bit about WSOC because WSOC is actually the planet's most highly developed spiritual festival, and it's been that way since the days of the Himalaya masters when the Buddha walked the earth. And it originally started as an Eastern tradition in the Himalayas, where my beloved Moyer and I physically went in 1990. We tracked it down out of a theosophical book that talked about the masters and how the masters appear in the WSOC Valley deep in the Himalayas, which we traveled to experience that. And what happens there, and the reason for it, it's a conclave of a gathering of disciples and masters. And while all the masters are gathering around, while all the students are taking their seats out in the grass under the trees, and all the animals are coming, and the birds are perching on people's shoulders, and the animals are lying down like the lions and the lamb, then at the pivotal point, the grand point, the Buddha comes in his light body and blesses the entire WSOC Valley and all the beings there. Now, the WSOC in the New Age, for us here in America and all over the world, people come to this WSOC festival. And there's a website about it, WSOC, that's WESAK.US, and it's now produced by Dawn, who took it over from Dr. Joshua David Stone, who was a good friend of Stardove's. And we assisted him by running the outdoor spiritual bazaar. And we also had presentations inside, and we always brought our booths of beautiful crystals and pyramids from around the world. And there's always, and there still is, a lot of people who come and bring some of the finest things that you can purchase that are made for enlightenment, like the finest crystals, the best books, and all of that. So there's a spiritual bazaar atmosphere to it. But there's also an opportunity to see some of the greatest speakers that are speaking on the planet. Like this year's WSOC has some wonderful speakers on the crystal skull. Specifically, I know that there's a gentleman who was doing this when Moyer and I first started doing our work. We came across him. His name is Stephen Meller. He's a crystal skull researcher, Egyptologist, and a Rosicrucian research scientist. We spent many years in ancient Egypt, and now he's going to be talking about the land of Osiris and the crystal skull and how that relates. And at WSOC is also going to be Einstein, the crystal skull, a very famous skull of consciousness, with her owner, or his owner, Carolyn Ford. And then Raymond Tarpey, the historian of Edgar Cayce, the ARE, which I could speak a lot about myself, too, is also going to be there talking about the Mayan Aztec aspects of the crystal skull. And I believe there's going to be some others there that have crystal skulls. It's going to be a special event on that. I have a whole host of crystal skulls myself, but I don't think I'll be bringing them because there'll be so many there. But I also know that another special soul, Meg Blackburn Lousy, is going to be speaking about cosmic particles and touching the light. And then there's Amor Kuan Yin, who'll be there with the Pleiadian Channel. And Joanna Cherry is going to be speaking about Ascension Mastery. And Irina Sunchild. Susan Isabel with the Crystal Skull. She's a 13th Crystal Skull Mayan Keeper. And fine musicians like Eric Berglund. And Irina is bringing some information about the Russians and what they're teaching now. and Dawn and Sahadev will be doing some kirtans. And so basically what WESAC is an opportunity to listen to all of these various speakers. But how it actually began was years ago in the Himalayas when the Buddha came. But at this particular time, it's like a spiritual family reunion where people from all over the world gather in Mount Shasta under the aura of Mount Shasta itself to gather together to celebrate. And I have the opportunity to be speaking about eternal love, twin flames, and what occurs when I'm particularly going to be focusing a lot of my discussion about what happens when your loved one passes. Now, perhaps not everyone has that experience, but perhaps at some time they will. But the reason I think that it's very important at this time in humanity's life, and for 2012, is because even what it's done for me is it's brought me closer to researching, studying, and putting into practice the true teachings of the masters as it regards adopting our light bodies and our higher frequencies so that we can learn to feel these frequencies and learn to be able to see and feel everything as energy and know that nothing ever passes, it just goes to a different energy form. And by studying our energy bodies, we're then able to communicate with our loved ones. We can begin to actually see them as in their light body. For instance, my beautiful Moira, when she passed, she went right away to Venus because that was her home planet, and that is what she had to do, is to go back to Venus and to work with Kuan Yin. Unfortunately, because of the condition of planet Earth and the situations going on now with China and Iran and Korea, the Far East, there are a lot who are trying to beat the war drums towards having wars and rumors of wars and nuclear wars. And it took my beloved Moira to go back with her higher aspect, working with Kuan Yin on Venus, to concentrate on this and to work directly with me. And we're interplanetary ambassadors, and we volunteered to come to this planet, as many of probably your listeners have, come as star seeds and are awakened souls at this time for humanity's ascension in 2012. So at some point here, I'm going to be giving some messages directly from Moira and also from Saint Germain and talking a little bit about the importance of twin flames. And I know you asked me a question, so I think I'll answer that. I hope I wasn't like a politician without answering the question. So I remember your question, and I want to say that how you know when you meet your twin flame is I remember what Moira said. Moira said, I knew immediately when I gazed into my beloved Raja's blue eye, I knew that he was the other pea in the pod and that he was my other half.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you listening who have always wondered that deep question, truthfully, the answer is that you just know. You can't explain it or have it all written down as a detailed GPS sort of a scheduling. It just happens. And you are such an incredible example of that.
Thank you. Yes, with your intuition, you will know. And I think I remember the Master H, Hilarion. I'm recalling his words because he's given them to me when he said that romantic flings and love affairs and different things are like two ships passing in the night. But when the two twin flames really meet, there can be no doubt about it, regardless of age, caste, creed, sex, or color, or any other thing. When two twin flames come together, nothing can put it asunder. The love will blossom no matter what. Now, I must admit, for me, I was younger than Moira, and I was not immediately thinking of any type of a romantic relationship. I was awestruck with the immense value of her knowledge and wisdom as a theosophical president and were constantly working with the masters and the knowledge that she had. I was seeking all of that. I had already had marriages before and romantic, lustful times and romps and that sort of thing. And that wasn't what interested me anymore. In fact, I was happy to put that aside because I had believed that what you need to really get to the truth of the matter is to work with the soul and to find the soul truths. But how wonderful we are, how blessed we all are, that in this planet we can also, as Tantra teaches, begin to enjoy all aspects of our beingness. And when love truly touches the soul, we enjoy every level and every aspect of each other. We love everything about each other. But for me, what really made me know, even though we were together, like two fingers crossed as tight as can be and never separating from the day we met for 28 years, was because I had found a woman who truly loved me. And I mean really loved me. She loved me from the level of the soul, but she also loved me in every way. She cooked three meals a day for me for 20 years before she couldn't do that anymore. And then I made sure she had her meals. She washed my clothes. She did all the things I needed. And I used to think, gee, I don't really need this. You know, we can have other people do these things. No, she wanted to do them herself. For where she came from in the Philippines, it was their custom to take care of their man and to love their man and to give him the practical things he needed on earth, such as how to making sure the clothes were clean and he was eating properly and everything that would be needed in life, that woman provided for me. And so over time, I began to feel how honored I am to have someone like this in my life. I will give my heart and soul to this woman because I have never experienced anything on any level of any dimension that gave to me like this human being and this spirit that the Buddha had brought into my life. And I was so honored by that love that she melted my life and she changed my life. And then I began to understand what this Twin Flames was all about. I had to research it. We didn't have the internet back in 1984, so I had to find books about it. And I found books by that Saint Germain had sponsored, and other people have written. I remember one. I can't remember the name right offhand right now. I'm getting a little old too, and my mind isn't totally perfect. I know I shouldn't say that, but it happens. There's a famous person who used to write books, and he's still doing it.
Elizabeth
now,
Clare Prophet.
Well known. So I can't remember his name, but there were many books that were out on Twin Flames, at least three or four of them, and I read them all. And so we, after a time, we began to research it and become one with that information on many levels. Then it seemed like we became experts on the topic from an academic stance, as well as because we had actually experienced it.
Well, I actually looked up Twin Flames. I mean, we all have our version or our definition of what it is. And I thought it would be a really interesting thing to look up and see what I can find on the internet just so that I could share that with everybody today. And what I read about it, or what I had found, it had said that when you meet your twin flame or when twin flames reunite, they regenerate a vortex of energy that may be seen as light in the darkness of this third dimensional consciousness. With the integration of these harmonic polarities, the whole becomes greater than the sum of all of its parts. And the two creates three and third is a very potent force, a force of light and love that is extremely at its purest level, bringing in and birthing the new golden age of unity. I thought that was a beautiful definition for it. And what was also interesting, too, is when it said that when you are not vibrating in your soul's highest light of unconditional acceptance and love, and therefore being, at that time, out of balance, your true twin flame may mirror the denied parts of yourself, which is always an opportunity to know the self and to become balanced once again from the open heart of a pure divine love. So the beauty of that definition that I thought was that even if you do, like that saying, what is meant to be isn't going to pass you by. So even if you do meet your twin flame and you don't feel that ignition immediately, but there still is that aspect in there, they're still here to help you to learn to heal and embrace and learn to love yourself, but also learn how to receive love. So they really don't, they can't walk away. So for those of you who may be questioning or thinking, well, what if I met my twin flame and I don't know, I might have messed it up. Doesn't happen. So we want you to totally release that thought or that fear. I was just thinking that maybe what we could do is start off with or step into doing this cosmic heart temple activation of the heart and bringing everybody into the heart center and doing just this quick journey transmission and then turning it over to you so that you can maybe take us through into your messages about eternal love.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Charlotte. Perfect.
Perfect, then. So why don't we all get into a comfortable position and just make sure that you're sitting straight so that you can feel the energy of your spine aligning itself. And take a deep, clearing breath, bringing your focus and awareness for the ladies who are listening to this to their second chakra, which is located at the navel, and for the gentlemen to the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. And visualize a tube of light, any color that you wish, traveling into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection and for protection for everybody who is listening at this time and also at a later date. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Mahatma, and the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions, should they wish to join us, and our monad, to be present here with us for this journey. And we also ask at this time to travel within our souls to the ascension seats at Mount Shasta, and Telios. And take a few moments as you feel the energy into the ascension seat and begin to feel the divine current flowing through you. Some of you may feel a tingling sensation up and down your spine. And as you feel the beauty and the majestic magnificence of the ascension seat at Mount Shasta and the double ascension seat with Telios, we ask for you to envision the grand central sun above your head. Feel its luminescent rays, representing the Father God, as it flows down through your skin, flooding through your crown chakra, lighting up all of your organs and tissues, filling you with light as it begins to flow down through each individual vertebrae, aligning you, elongating your spinal column. And feel as this cosmic kundalini energy flows downwards into the base of your spine, flowing into your perineum, feeling the activation as it flows upwards over your stomach, flooding into your heart, back up through your throat and picking up more energy from the cosmic kundalini, beautiful luminescent energy. Now feel it picking up more energy as it bursts downwards, once again, down towards your perineum. And now see the energy flowing down through that tube of light that you have into the center of the earth and activating the earth kundalini energy. You'll feel its vibration, its revitalizing energy, as it shoots back up again with this beautiful radiance of red energy that revitalizes you, recharges you, rebalances you, and brings in the connection of the Mother Goddess, letting you know that you will always be supported and allowing you to open up and align with receiving. And feel as the energy shoots back up, you'll feel the pulsation through the base of your feet, the soles of your feet, and the base of your spine. And as you feel the energy blending, synthesizing, merging and integrating, flowing up through your beautiful homoluminescent body, filling up all of your organs and tissues, down past the blood, down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space, infusing you with the energies of divine love. Now feel as the energies now completely merged and blended reach your throat chakra area and split into three different pathways, flowing down over your shoulders and out your fingertips, out each individual fingertip, activating your healing abilities, further accenting you, awakening you. And feel us through your throat region. That energy flows upwards like a geyser to come out your crown chakra, like a beautiful water fountain to clear out your aura. You now ask for all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries. They're in accordance to your vibrational frequency at this time to also all be anchored. And taking a moment to focus on your heart chakra, bringing your awareness to your heart chakra, which you realize is a stargate, a portal of awareness. Bring your focus and your energy to the back of your heart. And we're going to activate the temple within your heart, the stargate that your heart is, to allow you to open up and receive an even deeper level of unconditional divine love. And as you feel the energy on the back of your heart, take a deep breath, inhaling, but inhaling as a way as if you were drinking water through a straw. So sucking the breath in and focus that energy on the back of your heart as it activates and awakens you, filling up your heart to the highest degree possible, which is in accordance with your resonance and your vibratory rate at this time, in this perfect eternal now. And breathe, releasing the breath that you just had, exhaling the breath. Take one more breath in as if you were sucking water through a straw. And you'll feel that tingling sensation as the energy pours into your heart, filling you up, expanding you, bringing you to that still point, allowing you to embrace the energy of divine love. And feel as this wave of beautiful energy washes over you. Open yourself up into receiving the messages that our dear beloved Moira and Raja have to gift us with in this magnificent eternal now.
I want to thank you very much for that marvelous meditation activation, Charlotte. I once again am awed by your beautiful energies, and I can say that I believe, I feel that you are one of the crystal indigo children. Of course, I don't believe you're a child, but your energies are like that. And you're one of the new people that have come in to bless the Earth planet and to bring marvelous advancements. I can feel your loving wisdom, and it's just different. It's just wonderful. Part of your radio show here, and to know that you'll be doing this for the planet Earth.
Oh, thank you. It's this great humility that I accept.
Thank you. I want to give a message now from Moira.
Please.
My beloved twin flame from Venus. And she says to each of you, our beloved friend, I join my beloved twin flame, Raja, from here on Venus to offer a tremendous thank you for your dedication, all of your radio listeners now, for your love and your service to the Earth, and even to all of humanity. We want to give this love at this significant time on the Earth, for there is a new time for the Earth. And the old ways are truly passing away. The old powers, the old energies that come from the various medias, and the various governments, are truly passing out and being exposed for what they are. And the power is truly coming to the people. And the new heaven and the new earth is upon us. During these times of the full moons and the equinoxes coming up in April, May, and June, there's going to be a very special time that's going to be activating each of you with a very sacred and holy light. Your temples of the Holy Spirit, your physical bodies, are being transformed now by this great shift from a cosmic energy transmission that are now bathing planet Earth. For some, perhaps the changes are just totally blowing them away, and they're loving every minute. They're basking. Others may have to feel them a little more and dedicate themselves to more study and putting the practice into life. But that can happen. I also want to bring to your attention a special book that I wrote with my beloved called The Himalayan Star Conclaves that you can see on our website at stardoves.com. That I wrote with my beloved while we were in the Himalayas for 1 year, traveling up and down the Himalayas from Ladakh to Darjeeling into the borderlands of Tibet, communicating with the Masters of Light, which I now share with in my cosmic space at this time. Because this book also brings forth information to you that will help you in advancing your life on. And right now, I am guiding my beloved in writing another book about the light bodies and eternal love and twin flames, which one day, since there is no time, will be ready for everyone. I would also like to say that we are going to be designing a special kind of a course that you can find on our website that will help you to be able to understand the impart to you methods to learn to see your departed loved one in their light body or their energy body. For it is very important that people begin to understand now the light body and to have actual tools and courses of instruction that they can't get at the regular universities so that they'll be able to see energy. As a professor, I taught courses in the university for many, many years, and I know the importance of daily study and taking the courses. I also was the president of the Theosophical Society, where we taught exclusive occult secrets of the mystics, the ages. Now in the new world that will be upon you after December the 22nd, 2012, all the sincere light workers will have opportunities to be able to live this particular way of living. I also want to make sure that you each have the opportunity to come to the WESAC Festival. And you can tune in to Charlotte's website and her emails for the discounted links to buy your ticket. We will be together there. And that's what I told my beloved days before I left, even months. I would say it to him, I would repeat every day, because I had, at that time, in the Earth terminology, I had what was called Alzheimer's, or what they call medically senility. My brain would begin to repeat things over and over again. And I continued to tell my loved one that we will always be together, that there is no death. And all of those who heard me say that over and over again, who were our guests at our retreat center, some perhaps would think, well, she's off her rocker. It's like the old people get when they're sitting on the porch, they're off their rocker. But no, I was simply on a different plane, repeating that message to my loved one so he would remember it over and over again, that we will always be together. And our message is not about us, because in 2012 and beyond, in the new world, it's not going to be so important to have the leaders and way-showers and people that we emulate. We each will live our own life in joy and happiness. We will all, every one of you listening, will be the way-showers and the new people manifesting this. And I just want you to remember that, that when you find your loved one, and it's your true loved one, you will always be together. There needs be no separation. For separation is an illusion. For in truth, we are one, and you are one. And they say there's soulmates. We like to say on Venus that every pod has 12 different soulmates. But just one twin flame. And so out of the pods of 12, two by two by two are twin flames. And the other ones in the pod with you are soulmates, your friend, your mate. And so I want you to remember that if you really love someone, they love you, you will always. That the doorway called death is not the end, but just the beginning. I want you to remember also to grieve not, for grief is truly a sign of selfishness. It is not a sign of enlightened living. But the soul goes on to higher realms when it leaves planet Earth. It does not die and perish and is nevermore. There is nothing whatsoever to grieve about. For grief only retards the departure of the soul and its going back and coming back, the loved one, in the spirit world. If you're so full of grief, your emotions will be caught up with you and you will not be able to experience your loved one. Indeed, you will always be together in the eternal moment. Grief denotes a lower emotional rebellion against the action of the law of one that takes your loved one onward to a greater glory, to give both an opportunity to serve more powerfully than they could on earth, and still to return one day with another blessed opportunity for rest. Nothing in the omniverse can ever really go backwards. And everyone, no matter what the outer form appears to be doing in the illusion, is moving forward. forward to greater and higher perfection. Goddess God consciousness cannot and does not ever grieve. And the human part must realize that, since no one anywhere can get out of the omniverse, you must know that your loved one is somewhere better than the place, even at your side, where they had to go to fulfill their destiny. I am Moira from Venus, and I share my love with you. And now I would like to introduce a message that beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain gave at the time of my beloved one's passing. She passed on December 30th, 2011. She went to Venus because she was not to be here on Earth at all, not one second in 2012, because there was other work she needed to do. Saint Germain came to me at that time like a dove. The Comforter, the Holy Cosmic Dove, came as Saint Germain for me, comfort me as I was feeling some sadness, doing my best not to grieve, and learning then that I better not grieve. So I didn't. Saint Germain said, as there is real, true, perfect, divine love between twin flames, you will be blessed, and this message is for all twin flames, those who are seeking twin flames. You will be blessed with the sure knowledge and experience that there is no such thing as separation when the love of twin flames has been realized and demonstrated on any planet. For divine love never ceases to exist. It cannot. Death is but a mere doorway to other levels of your divine love. Therefore, it cannot only not exist, but must go on by karma, evolved and wholly perfect on the next and higher planes of existence. Your lives will continue to be a testimony, speaking about Moira and I, to this truth, so that all who are ready and all who have an ear to hear and a soul ready to receive the truth that love never dies and does not cease to exist ever will be woven into their understanding reality as it is into yours. True love goes onward and upward, leading the loved ones and those who they encounter and those who they are entrusted to their wavelengths to serve as star shepherds, herding them on to the reality that somewhere, somehow, that undying love continues and can be expressed by drawing us back to that which we love. I, Saint Germain, and she, Moira, have come to you now, beloved Raja, her king, as she is your queen, to educate and instruct the lesser mature and evolved souls as to the true wisdom and reality of divine love as it manifests so gloriously through twin flames.
And now we call upon the mighty I Am Presence to spin the inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to ground, solidify, and stabilize all the energies that we have called forth, these divine messages, and to help to anchor it all here in the ever-present infinite now of creating heaven on earth. We also request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose. And exhaling. Release that tube of light that you had there from before, sending it into the center of the earth. Releasing the energy to be transmuted to the light. And send a new tube of light with any color that you wish into the center of the earth, regrounding yourself. And slowly begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. And when you feel it is that right time for you, open your eyes. Raja, we want to thank you so much for sharing this time with us, sharing these beautiful messages of the heart, and channeling and bringing through the messages from Moira and from Saint Germain.
It's been my honor and pleasure.
And once again, for those of you listening in, we've been talking with Dr. Raja Stardove of stardove.com. Don't miss his speaking engagement at WESOC, and you can check out the discounted tickets at this time on WESOC, WESAK.US, and also to give you a lineup of all the fabulous speakers and the events and the divine celebrations that will be taking place in the coming weeks. I believe it is May 4th to the 6th. I might be off on the dates, but it is also in the full moon of Taurus, for those of you who are very inclined as well with astrology. So please check out those websites. And once again, thank you so much for taking out the time of and to be here with us today, being present with this beautiful topic and helping to give peace to so many.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to be able to do this, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Well, as we thank you all for listening in, please tune in on May 8th, which will be our next episode, where we'll be welcoming back Padma Aeon Prakasha. He's now gone from Australia to France, so he'll be coming in live from France this time. And we'll be also discussing the continuation of the energies of WESOC and celebrating. It'll be post-WESOC, so we'll be talking more and maybe doing an activation with that. But our guest will be Padma Aeon Prakasha from thechristblueprint.com, and we'll be continuing with the dimensions of love and awakening the seventh and the eighth dimensions. So please tune in for that for our next show. So with that, we thank you all for joining us today, and we're going to be wishing you all magical days, and how can we not forget possibly the nights, filling it with cosmic divine ecstasy. We're giving you infinite aloha blessings. And today we're going to change it up a little bit as we say aloha to you with singing one of my favorite songs that those of you who take Kundalini yoga will be aware of. So here we go. May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh,